Now, gold could reach more than $10,000 per ounce, or around £6,000. That's more than five times what it is now because of the state of the world's paper currencies. That's according to a leading gold commentator who's released a hard-hitting analysis of the effects of toxic loans and the printing of all that extra money to prop up economies. Egon von Greyers, a former deputy chairman of Dixons and now the managing partner of Gold Switzerland, says we could see hyperinflation and a collapse in the dollar's value. He joins us on the line from Switzerland now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you got gold. It got up to, what, £766 an ounce in December. That was the highest ever. It went up by 41% last year. You really think it can still keep going up?
Well, old gold is doing is reflecting what is happening to paper currencies. Gold is actually not going up. It's paper currencies going down. If you look at the pound against gold in the last 10 years, the pound is down about 80% against gold in the last 10 years. And if you look at the pound against gold in the last 100 years, the pound is down 99.5% against gold. So all gold is doing is reflecting what governments is doing to paper money.
Well,
destroying it totally.
Well, when you say destroying it totally, I mean, the currency's worked pretty well most of the time over the last century. How do you justify talking about $10,000 an ounce? I mean, that's five times the current price.
How can you say that a currency that's gone down 99% against the only real currency, which is gold, has worked properly?
Well, we can still trade. We can still go abroad for our holidays. We can still buy goods from abroad.
Yes, but it's total destruction of the value of your money. Think about savers. I mean, if you borrow money, and this is how the whole economy works, it's just working on loans and the expansion of credit. Now, how can you go to 10,000? Well, there's a simple reason that governments will have to continue to print unlimited amounts of money to save the world economy.
Why will they have to continue to?
Well, you have a situation now that the last financial crisis started around 2007. Since then, government debts are exploding. Government revenues are collapsing, and the outgoing payments are surging, and that will continue. Now, we also have...
Well, no, hang on. Why should it continue? Why can't the government recover some of that money, for example, by taxing the banks, for example, by economic growth feeding in through taxes? It's happened many times before with the debts after the war. There was lots of debt then, and that was recovered over the decades. Why so gloomy?
Well, we have a situation now when unemployment is rising and is continuing to rise. The real unemployment, for example, in the U.S. is not the 10% reported, it's 22%. You have a situation where the banks, the problem started with the banks and the OTC derivatives in 2007 and 8. That problem has not been resolved at all. The banks are still have still got $1 quadrillion of toxic debt on their balance sheet.
Okay, well, it's an interesting argument, Mr. Greyers, but I can't help thinking you're probably holding quite a lot of gold at the moment, aren't you? And gold tends to go up when people are worried. How do we know you're not just seeking to pump up the value of your own holdings by stoking up a bit of fear?
Well, I'm certainly riding a trend, am I not? If gold has gone up four times in the last 10 years, and if you take the Dow Jones in 1980, it was 800, and gold was 850. Today, the Dow Jones is almost 11,000, and gold is 1,100. So gold is not at all reflecting what has happened in the economy, the inflation and the printing of money that we've seen. And that printing will accelerate in the next few years. Quantitative easing will not stop. There's no chance whatsoever. I mean, I don't...
And if you're holding gold, you'll make money.
Well, if you hold paper money, it will be destroyed.
OK. Thank you very much. That's Egon von Greyers, who's the managing partner of Gold Switzerland.